Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio, the only radio show that concentrates on racers, young and old. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, takes better care of you than El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. These guys are racers, too. Paul Dyke races out at Cajon, or out at Barona, and does extremely well. And he happens to be the only Roush dealer in town as well. That's how much he likes to go quick. So if you want performance, whether it be a vehicle or customer service, El Cajon Ford, where nobody treats you better. Well, who you got on the list here, little Miss Mazda?
Well, when I was up at Laguna Seca at Mazda Raceway, I got to know a couple of the racers in the MX-5 Cup Series.
Mm-hmm.
And on the line today, we have Patrick Wilmot. Welcome.
Hey, Patrick. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure. I've been supporting the MX-5 Series. Gosh, I can't even remember for how long, working with Dean Case. And, you know, and tell us a little bit from your experience the importance of the Mazda Cup.
Well, the first time that I ever saw a Mazda MX-5 Cup was, I believe, 2008 at Road Atlanta, and it pretty much changed the direction of my career.
Mm.
Once I saw it, I knew that that's where I really needed to go. So it's taken me a while to get there, but 2017, I finally got an opportunity to race. But, you know, all the cars are almost stock.
Mm-hmm.
MX-5s, the brand new ND model that we race, and all we have really is a roll cage. We've got 160 horsepower maybe, and the engines are all stock. They're completely sealed. The transmissions are completely sealed, and you know, being able to take a car that's that close to a street car and drive it as quickly as we do with such tight quarters is pretty incredible. Especially with the reliability of them, too.
Right. Well, you know, what I tell everybody, you know, they ask me, what's the MX-5 Cup? I said, it's a driver series. And they go, well, what do you mean? I said, all the cars are spec'd, all the cars are sealed. It is a driver series, which, I mean, yeah, you can have good luck and bad luck. I mean, that's in racing. I don't care what you do. But the manufacturers can look at you guys and girls and pick out the ones that are going to move forward, and the way you do that is by winning the cup.
Yeah, exactly. I know all too well about good luck and bad luck this year. We've had a bit of bad luck run.
Yeah.
For this, but that, you know, it has its ups and downs. But
sure,
you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, Mazda has such a profound ladder system.
Oh man.
When you win, you move on. If you don't win, you don't move on. So
right.
it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. But you know what? Now, I think, you know, Michelle was telling me that you did get an award at Mazda Raceway. And when she told me what the award was, to me, that's almost, I didn't say it is, but to me, that would be almost as good as winning the cup. To have an award where you got the best move of the series, tell us about that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I feel pretty privileged to have won that award. I guess if you want me to, I can explain kind of how it happened. We were at Indianapolis. I believe it might have been rounds three and four of our series, and so it was raining, and I can't remember exactly where in the field I was. I believe I was sitting maybe sixth. Mm-hmm. And there was three guys in front of me, and so we came onto the front straightaway. I had a good run out of the last corner and used a little bit of the draft to help me up to them, and the three guys all went to the inside of turn one, and we're kind of fighting for position on the inside, and they didn't really pay attention to me. But on the outside of the corner, you've got a little bit more grip up on the high line there, and especially in the wet. And so I took it in pretty deep on the outside, and was fortunate enough to make it stick and pass all three guys on the outside of turn one. And the video doesn't really do it justice, I'll say. So I'm happy that everybody that voted for me could see how cool that move actually was. But it was fun. I keep telling everybody, I can't believe it worked as easily as it did.
Well, see, that was going to be my next question, because how many times have you gone into a turn or dove into a turn and saying, geez, I really hope I make this?
Well, there was definitely, I made a couple mistakes this season for sure. There was that move in Indy, and there's a lot of runoff in Indy.
Yeah.
To make that work. So I wasn't too worried about it, but I made a move in Toronto on the streets of Toronto on the street course that was questionable, I will say.
Yeah.
It was first lap of our first race, and I broke a lot later than I should have. But I passed, I believe, four people on the entry of turn three. I hit one guy, and he saved it. And I passed two more people on the exit, so I think I went from 15th to 9th in one corner, and it was a little messy, but it worked.
Yeah, but no,
I wasn't going to submit that for the move of the year.
No, and no one was buying you any beer after that race. I have a sneaky feeling.
No, I apologize, and he understood, and fortunately, he was able to continue on. We all were, so wasn't that big of a deal.
So 2017 is under your belt. Are you coming back for 2018?
I want to. I sure hope so. This year, you know, like I said, I this is where I've wanted to be for a long time, just with the ladder system. I mean, it's once you win, you move on, and you keep winning, you keep moving on. Mm-hmm. So, and Moz is really the only people that are out there really making that happen for drivers. So, I definitely pictured 2017 going differently, but if I can put the funding together for next year, of course I'd love another crack at it. We've been in the top 10 every race that we've run, and we've had a couple mechanical issues, and that's just the nature of the beast,
right?
Nothing we could really do about them, but we've fought for podiums, and we've showed really well, and I think that with a little bit of good luck on our side for next season, there's no reason that we couldn't be fighting for a championship next year.
So do you have any sponsors for 2018 as of yet?
Not as of yet.
All right.
That's in the works. Obviously trying to work with Mazda and find the best route to go. I'd like to find companies that are looking for a unique opportunity, that are maybe tired of doing the golf outings, and want to come do something different and bring their potential clients or reward their employees and bring them to the racetrack. Let them see the sights and smells of racing, something that not a lot of people know about and might be interested in.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do for you. When you're putting together your proposal to get advertisers on board, you can add to your proposal list of things that they're going to get. And that is airtime on the only motorsports show in Southern California, basically, that I'm aware of. And if you want to haul the rig and everything to KUSI-TV, which is the number one watch morning show, I'm more than happy to give you both at no charge whatsoever. But that's added value for your advertiser, because, no offense, stickers on the fenders aren't as important as eyeballs on the screen. So,
absolutely.
And and by the way, your girlfriend, I offer the same to her as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. That really means a lot.
Well, it's my job. It's my job to get people to see who you are. You can ask Dean Case. He'll tell you. I try to get as many of you guys down on TV. I give you a copy of it. That way you have it to where you could use it and show it to people. And like I said, if you had an advertiser, I don't care if he's a plumber, and he wants to call in here and talk for an hour, I'll dedicate an hour to him just for that. So don't feel embarrassed about saying, hey, this guy will take care of you. And you give out my phone number, you can give out all my information to these people, and I'm, because we got to keep you involved, and we got to keep the tracks open. Those are our two challenges.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
That means so much to me.
Well,
and this is a series too. Just to bring it home here. This is a family atmosphere at this.
The MX5 Cup?
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. They're all just such good people, and they all help one another.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Very evident after hanging out with them all weekend that it's a family.
So if you didn't get my contact info, I know you have Michelle's. Send it to her. She'll send you all my information. And we'll see if we can't get you on the 2018 series.
Yeah, if you're in town in California, you better come down.
Oh, yeah, he will. No doubt.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Hey, how do people follow you?
I'm all over social media just like everybody else. But at Wilmot Racing, WILMOT Racing on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook the same way. You can find me through my name on Facebook, Patrick Wilmot, or you can go to patrickwilmot.com.
All right, buddy. Hey, we look forward to talking to you down the road.
And congratulations again on your award for best move.
Absolutely. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for having me on.
By the way, we'll talk to you down the road.
Yes, sir. See y'all later.
All right.
Bye,
all right,
Patrick.
Folks. We're going to take a small break, and we got Dee Dee calling in. She's going to be talking about the Purple Stride program she's involved with, and she races at Barona. So stay tuned. This is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
AM 1170. We are the answer. This segment's brought to you by Barona Circle Track, 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in Lakeside. Never been to Barona Speedway? You're totally missing out. Go to baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com. Well, we've got Dee Dee on the line. Hey, Dee Dee, how are you today?
Good afternoon.
Are you working on your car?
No.
Good. Take a day off. You're entitled.
Yeah, I'm enjoying Adams Street Fair right now.
Oh, I always love to go to that. Is it pretty packed?
Huh. It's not so bad.
Yeah. Hey.
Lots of Christmas shopping to get done.
There you go. Christmas shopping early?
Yep.
Smart girl. Hey, tell us about Purple Stride.
Purple Stride is for pancreatic cancer. It's through Pancreatic Action Network.
Mm-hmm.
And all the funds that they receive through everybody's donations go through that organization, which helps patients find either a trial, possibly a doctor, even rides, support. They have a system that says know your tumor, and they can send it to a lab and tell you exactly what kind of tumor you have and what kind of mutation you have. It's just a wonderful organization.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think this pancreatic problem is being supported by the government?
Not very well. Not like breast cancer.
Right. Which you can live without a breast. It's pretty hard to live without a pancreas.
Correct.
Yeah.
You need that.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. So what kind of things can people do to help out? I mean, do you guys have events like yearly, or what do you do?
Well, this year on October 8th down at De Anza Cove here in San Diego, we have a walk through Purple Stride, and anybody's allowed to join up, sign up, walk, run it, whatever you want to do, or just donate. You can do a volunteer if you want to hand out waters to the walkers, and all the proceeds go to the PanCan group, and they have events all over the place.
You have a website?
Oh, yeah.
If you go to purplestride.org.
Ah.
It also, I see PanCan, PANCAN.org.
Yes, that's another.
Okay.
You can donate directly to them. And I have a team, about 25, 27 walkers that are going to be walking on October 8th down at De Anza Cove.
Awesome. Are they going to wear purple shirts that have your name on them?
Yes, they are.
All right. I knew it.
And who was nice enough to donate the shirts?
That's through PanCan.
Oh, all wow. Right. Beautiful.
Well, we want it. Have you got any sponsors?
It's not really a sponsorship. It's donations.
Oh, okay. Any big donors you'd like to throw out and say thank you on air?
Brittany Sandoval, Young Monkey, the Cox family, and, of course, all my friends and family for donating. I've made the $10,000 mark.
Did you really?
Wow.
I did.
Gosh, wow. I didn't know Brittany made that much money. I'm going to have her take me to lunch.
Did she sell a race car or something?
She would sell her right arm before she sold her race car.
Yes.
That is so funny. So you've been able to go to the races on a pretty regular basis?
I have been. I've been getting out and enjoying life and living.
Oh, yeah, good.
That is so much.
So glad to hear that.
Yeah. So we got it. What we got to do is when you've got the 8th is a little bit too soon for us, but I'd love to get you and your car and Brittany and everybody back down to KUSI whenever you want to promote the you know what out of something.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Well, because it's all about giving back. It doesn't make a difference if it's money or even in my world, exposure. Because the more people that we can expose to understand pancreatic cancer, and if you don't know anything about it, folks, look it up. It's not, no cancer is good.
Right.
No.
But this one is just really not good. Yeah, not
good. It's going to, by the end of the year, they're predicting it's going to supersede breast cancer as a number 2 or number 3 killer.
No, and this is men and women, correct?
Yes, men and women. It's typically an older, like 70s, but it's hitting like 30-something-year-olds right now.
Wow.
So it's getting more equal opportunity.
You know, this is going to sound, I know you're not a doctor, but for somebody that's sitting there listening, what are some of the symptoms?
For me, I had itching like head to toe. I was jaundiced. I had a couple different things that were going on, but that was pretty much what it was.
Itching from head to toe.
Wow.
That must have drove you crazy.
Oh, yes. Yes. And they told me just go take a vino bath, and that didn't work.
So now are you in remission right now?
No, I'm actually through PanCan. I found a trial, and so I've been on a trial since August.
Now, how's that working out?
I'm doing great with it. I'm actually, I'm enjoying life because chemo was killing me. Mm-hmm. Chemo was going to kill me before the cancer, I thought.
Well, and the last time I seen you, I think you were in the chemo program, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And you did. I mean, you were a trooper coming down to the station, but yeah, it looked like you were just having a hard time.
Yeah, I was a little weak.
Yeah, no kidding. So with this new trial, and what this is, folks, if you're not sure, she's allowed to, you're on a drug program. Has it been approved by the FDA, or is it still in the trials program?
It's still in the trial process right now.
Yeah.
It's a stage 2 trial right now. So if I'm going to be a guinea pig for stage 3 or even to save somebody's life, so be it.
Sure.
And, to help the next generation or the next person, that's what I got to do.
Is it curable yet?
No.
Okay. Can you replace your pancreas?
No.
Okay, so you didn't leave me a lot of roads that I can take.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's something that you can't live without. It's your insulin. It processes so much of your digestive system, and you need it.
Yeah.
I have half of one because I can't take it all out.
Yeah. And, people don't realize how complex the human body is. You think a car is complex? The human body is. I mean, it's changing thousands of times a second. And all it's got to do is click and go left instead of right, and boom, you got something.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I think, and you'll agree with me, one of the biggest things that help you through this are your friends and family.
Yes, exactly. Having a positive attitude and your friends and family around you to, pick your ass up and take you out to, the concert or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It just elevates you so much.
Right. Well, people don't realize it, because until you've walked in Dee Dee's shoes, and that tells me if you know somebody, do whatever you can. Like you said, kick them in the butt, get them outside, take them for a walk, take them to the movies, go shopping. Just call them.
Stay in touch.
Yeah. Because a lot of people kind of have a tendency to shy away because, she's got...
Yeah, you don't know what to do and all that, but stay in touch with people.
You don't know what to do or say or how to act around them. And the only thing I can say to anybody that you're facing with cancer is treat them just as like you would any other day.
Yes.
Right.
And ask them for help. I mean, say, hey, is there anything I can do for you?
Yep.
And the patient needs to say, yes, could you go to the grocery store for me, or could you do this, or could you do that? Yep. Because on your side of it, too, you have to learn to ask for help.
Yes, I do, and I'm very stubborn, and that's the thing that I've learned to do.
You think? Remember, I met you.
Yes, I came down to KUSI.
I was impressed. I was a first streamer. But you know what? You can't not be when you're hanging around somebody like Brittany, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Yeah, you haven't got a prayer around her. She is going to make you be happy. She's going to make you see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a big, big, big light.
Well, and with like Brittany, she didn't know what the Purple Stride was. Mm-mm. And she looked it up. She Googled it. She researched it, and she says, I want to help. What right. can I do to help you?
Right.
And her and Sprung Monkey threw an event together, and I got proceeds from it for my team and through for PanCan. And 100% of all those donations go to PanCan. And without Brittany, I mean, I would have been, you know, short of that $10,000. But bringing awareness to people is what it's all about. It's because people don't know. And somebody that could be sick and dying don't even know what the symptoms are. They need to look it up.
Well, that's why I asked, what are some of the symptoms? Because, you know, a lot of people don't know. What I will do, because I know Brittany's listening. I think she's under the car or doing something. Yeah. I don't know what she's doing. Have her send me the, you know, the information on the Purple Stride event coming up on the 8th. Right. And you can't yell at me, but I'll try to get Dave Scott to come out, you know, and, you know, drive some awareness as well. I don't know what his schedule is next week, but I would love to have him come out and do a couple of KUSI segments out there again, just to bring awareness to the cause, if nothing right. else.
Right. And there's so many people that have passed away from pancreatic cancer. Patrick Swayze, our own local Lauren Ann Carroll from pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's one of those silent killers, folks. You just it's not that you know, don't eat bread, don't eat meat, don't eat vegetables. No, it's just when it hits, it hits.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Right. You never know. And they haven't found any traces of what it could be. You know, if you're drinking soda or chocolate. Or
they don't know what causes it.
No.
No, yeah.
It's just that it's a secret killer. It's just, you know, and you don't know. You don't know. You know, you don't know what could cause it. Like I said, maybe getting stressed or you know, falling down. Who knows? Well, you keep the fight up, Dee Dee, because that's probably why you have it, because of your strength and your tenacity. You know, for some reason, you know, you've been given a task. So, but you got help over here, so we'll do whatever we can to help get the word out.
And in the meantime, people out there, register for this run/walk at Purple Stride San Diego. And PanCAN stands for Pancreatic Cancer Action Network.
That's
and you
correct.
Can go to pancan.org, PANCAN.org, to register also.
All right. Hey, is there a way, do you got any more room on your team?
I do. If you want to join my team, it's hashtag PowerByDD, and I spell DD with the D-I-D-I.
All right.
All right,
kiddo. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and go pull Brittany out from underneath the race car.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. It sounded like a good idea.
Good luck at the race. I hope you guys have a good time out there.
Absolutely. All right, kiddo.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. We've got the wizard coming up, Scott DeLosio. He is going to be filling us in with all kinds of fun stuff when we get back. This is Racer Radio, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer. By the way, the All-British Car Show will be at Spanish Landing next Sunday, not
at Embarcadero, where it's been traditionally held.
Yeah.
New location.
Yeah, so write that down. Spanish Landing. Where is it again? Spanish
Across
Landing.
Across from the airport.
Thank you very much. All right. Hey, this segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com, located at 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Right now, the fair is going on. So if you haven't been to a really down-to-earth family fair, I think it's still rocking, isn't it there, Scott?
Yeah, you got it. Talking from the fairgrounds in the press box right now, Dave.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing what are you doing?
We got demolition derbies here today. We had one at 1:30, and the next one's coming up at 6:30.
How much fun is it to call a demo derby? I mean, they can't even hear you.
Yeah, well, the fans can. The drivers can't. So, I'm choking here. Actually, I had a lady who never been at a demolition derby before, won the afternoon show.
What?
Over a guy, a high school administrator, who'd never been at a derby before.
You know, that is such good news. That they're able to pull novices.
New people.
Yeah, new people into the program. How cool is that?
They must have seen Cars
3. Well, you know, what Don and the fair are trying to do, you know, kind of the derby stuff got out of hand for is just, nobody knew could break into it. So they worked with this guy named Bob McGinty, who is a three-time survivor of cancer, and it got Don involved with the Relay for Life here at Paris Auto Speedway. Mm-hmm. And they put this whole thing together where it's all amateur drivers now, and they're trying to build the field back up by doing this. Hopefully they'll have more amateurs come in every year.
That is so smart. Wow, that is excellent. Because you're right. You know, I mean, you've been around long enough. You've seen in the demo derbies to where all of a sudden a nine-car hauler shows up and there's nine black cars on the car hauler and they're all numbered, you know, sequentially. And those guys, they just run around and collect money.
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite demolition derby stories, ones I worked around, was at Fairplex in Pomona. Oh, had to be the early 2000s. There was this guy from up north, and he was driving a station wagon, and he was just killing every other car.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting a mark on his car. And they went afterwards and looked at it, and underneath the car was lined with Raybar all the way across.
Well, yeah, they check real close now. Okay,
yeah.
I have a demolition derby story. So I wanted to be in a demo derby when I was a kid. So I went down to the used car lot. I got a 1954 Cadillac four-door sedan.
Bet you wish you had that right now.
Dude, don't even start. It gets worse. Not a scratch on it. So I put a battery in it, started right up, ran the power windows up, blew those out with a sledgehammer, chained the doors shut, went out and absolutely destroyed this car. But nobody told me you're supposed to take the fan off the front of the motor.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah, first hit, whoop, whoop, had a perfect hole in my radiator.
Hey, we got stuff coming out here that you're really akin to tomorrow and Tuesday.
What?
Monster trucks. Monster trucks.
Tomorrow.
I know you're a monster truck fan. We got that tomorrow and Tuesday, 6:30. Anybody who buys a ticket to the fair gets into those things absolutely free.
Whoa. And I might just.
He's all flustered, Scott.
Yeah, I told you what I want to do. I want to have Dennis Anderson build me a gravedigger truck and have it sponsored by AARP. Come on, I'm halfway there.
There you go. Halfway, yeah.
So we'll go with the fair's running for another week or two.
Yeah, it started last night. We had the Nitro Circus. Absolutely packed the main grandstand for that. Today, Demolition Derbies, Monster Trucks, tomorrow and Tuesday. There's concerts all week long, and everything is free with your ticket to the fair, with the exception of the main race here. A week from last night at 7 p.m., it's going to be the finals, the American Flat Track Final.
That'll be
big boys. If you went to Ascot 30 years ago, this is the same as the old AMA Grand National races always finish at Ascot. The top riders in the country, they're coming. They're going to be here. It's their last race of the year. If you're unfamiliar with the series, they start in Daytona in March. They've raced, I think this will be their 18th race. They've raced in 13 different states, and they're coming here for the final race of the year.
And they're on the big track.
They're on the big track. They're on the half mile. It's the first time that a Grand National race has been held in Southern California since 1990 at Ascot on a real racetrack that wasn't a horse track.
Right, right.
They've been at Del Mar. They've been at Fairplex until a couple of years ago.
Right.
But they're going to be back on a real racetrack for the first time in 27 years. And it's just a show. If you're a motorcycle fan, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be spectacular, and hopefully it's going to start a new tradition.
Yeah. How did that happen? How did you guys end up getting that there?
You know, the fair manager really wanted it, and he just put his nose to the grindstone and worked with AFT, which is now run by the France family, and they got the deal put together, and they're coming here.
Awesome.
And by the way, tell everybody a little bit about flat track racing. What makes that unique from any other motorcycle racing?
Well, you know, I'm a hardcore Speedway fan, and Speedway's basically run on a small track.
Mm-hmm.
And American Speedway, guys at American Speedway, you know, they're maybe at most tracks, you know, when I say most tracks, I'm talking industry where you crashed, Costa Mesa.
Thank you very much.
You know, they may be going 55, 60 miles an hour. They're going to be going over 100 miles an hour here.
You know, I don't know this. To be honest with me, what brand motorcycles are running? Do you know?
The two main brands are going to be Indian and Harley.
Oh, really? Wow. How cool is
it? Indian is actually one of the presenting sponsors on the event, but the main guy, main riders are on Indians and Harleys.
Wow.
Oh, it just gave me goosebumps on top of goosebumps because I've been waiting for that rivalry. Now we just got to get Triumph, BSA, Honda, Kawasaki, and Yamaha in there, and we could be rocking.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great event. Tickets are selling really well. Fans want to buy advance tickets. We're going back, you know, the last Grand National race in Southern California, 1990 at Ascot. This is a salute to Ascot, by the way. Nice. And we're going back to Ascot prices. It's $20 for a reserve seat. $20. That gets you into the fair for free.
Wow.
For general admission, it's only $5. But you have to buy a $10 fare ticket. The max you're going to spend to come see this race and sit in the grandstands, ticket-wise, is $20. That's unheard of these days.
Totally. That is amazing. And how many races?
I'm not sure how many are in the program because they're going to run the twins. AFT has their two classes, their two main classes they run, and I think there's a hooligan class going to run. If you're a fan, a longtime flat track fan, Chris Agajanian is going to have the Ascot Motorsports trailer selling all their stuff here.
Excellent.
And he has assembled, I want to say, about 25 of the legends of the sport from back in the day at Ascot. Sammy Tanner, who won the, what's really cool, the two Grand Marshals, Sammy Tanner won the first ever Grand National race at Ascot in 1959. He's one of the Grand Marshals. And the other one is Oklahoma's Ronnie Jones, who won the last one in 1990. They're both going to be here. Eddie Mulder's going to be here. Eddie Wirth is going to be here. There's just a long list. John Haitley of guys who were stars back in the day who raced at Ascot. They're going to be out here signing autographs and meeting the fans. And there's going to be a bunch of old vintage motorcycle racing motorcycles back to some Indians from the 1930s.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
And when is this again?
It's next Saturday. The race is going to start at 7 o'clock at night. Gates are going to open the same time the fair opens at 11 a.m.
Wow.
And fans can, there'll be plenty of tickets available here. Fans want to go online to SoCalFair.com. There'll be the link there. They can look if they want to buy reserve seats. They can look and pick out the exact seats they want. They want to buy general admission tickets. They can get them there as well.
Man, that needs to be on my list. I got a sneaky feeling. Because I know the guys you were talking about that are going to be there.
Yes, yes. Wow. I mean, you got those guys, and you got the modern here: Jared Mead, the point leader; Brian Smith; Brad Baker; Sammy Halbert; Briar Bowman. They're all going to be here for this race.
Well, like you said, it's the last race of the season, and I'm sure the championship hasn't been decided yet, has it?
I'm not 100% sure on that. Not 100% sure on that one. Yeah. You know what I am sure of? There's great fair food here, too.
How much weight have you gained? Oh, that's right. It's only started last night.
I've been doing my best, but I've had some good stuff. I had something called a mangalada, which, I mean, I'd say it's better than some stuff, but I won't say it on the radio.
Is it your new best friend, mangalada?
Yeah, we're in love.
Oh, my gosh. So, all right.
If you follow Paris Auto Speedway on Facebook, I've been seeing all your alerts, Scott, about this event. So, follow Paris Auto Speedway on Facebook, and you'll get alerts on this, the flat track motorcycle race, and the California State Fair announcements. I've been seeing those come out.
The California State Fair is really doing a good job on Facebook, getting the word out and blasting the heck out of it, which is really, really good, because I think, you know, because your fair is kind of like a fair kickback to the 50s.
No, it's exactly that. We just hear the people here yesterday. If you saw some of the stuff I posted on our Facebook page, by the way, I just posted a picture of turkey legs cooking, so you want to check that out.
Oh, those are so good.
If you check out some of the stuff I posted on that Facebook page yesterday, it's a throwback. I was at the L.A. County Fair last Sunday, and I love the L.A. County Fair, but I like the small town feel of this fair.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. It's got the modern amenities, but it still has the small town feel. I've been out with the livestock all day today. I love animals, so I've spent a lot of time down there taking pictures of them and shaking paws with them and stuff like that.
Yeah. So when are you guys coming back? After the fair?
for racing?
We're coming back, and I know you're coming that day. It's October 21st. It's my birthday. So I know you're coming up, and you're gonna. It's sprint cars that night. You're gonna bring me a present. I wear a large, by the way.
You wear an extra large.
I might after the fair, but I wear a large right now. That's October 21st. Then October 28th, we come back with the Pass Car Champions Night. We're going to decide all the champions in the stock cars. We do it NASCAR style. Everybody can race the last night, obviously. But it's the guys in what we call our Pass Pursuit Championship, which is like the NASCAR chase. The highest finisher of those guys is crowned champion. And then on November 9th, 10th, and 11th, 22nd Annual Budweiser Oval Nationals presented by All Coast Construction. That's the best sprint car drivers from not only California, but the Midwest as well. It's like the old days of the World Series, the Yankees versus the Dodgers. I'd say it's something you guys down in San Diego, the Padres, but they, you know, never mind.
Come on, get out of here.
Well, just don't say the Chargers, and we'll be good.
Yeah, really. No
well,
kidding.
I don't talk about the NFL anymore, so I'm not going to say anything about the Chargers, my beloved Detroit Lions, or the Green Bay Packers, except they can all go straight to, never mind.
Yeah.
They can take it. Yeah. In fact,
what football teams?
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
What teams?
I'm getting my football on Saturdays.
Right. Amen.
And you know what's really funny? Our radio shows are 1 to 4 exactly when the afternoon football games. I know. I'm dying gone
to
heaven.
Hey, so I wonder if our ratings are going to go up.
Darn right. Well, I posted. I mean, you see what I post. Give up football. Listen to us.
And watch racing.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
All right, well, go eat a turkey leg. Go eat a turkey leg.
Yeah, some tri-tip.
Oh,
my gosh.
I don't need a lot of red meat, but I might have to try that.
How about a deep-fried Twinkie?
No. Hey, if they have it at the fair, it's a little bit uncomfortable at our fair, but they have this thing called pork chop on a stick.
They got it right down below here.
And it's right next to the pig races.
Oh, no. Oh, Dave.
It is. So I walked over to the guy, and I said... Is this first place, second place, or third place?
If he blows out a knee, you got a pork chop right there.
There you go. I'm not much of a red meat eater either, but you try this pork chop. I mean, it's nothing fancy, but it's so good. I'm so hungry right now. Mm. All right.
Very good.
All right, buddy.
I'd get the deep fried Twinkie. But
all right.
That's
well,
just
have
me.
Fun, buddy. We'll enjoy the fair and look forward to seeing you on October the 21st.
All right.
And October the 28th at Paris Auto Speedway.
Thanks,
take care, buddy.
Scott.
You too.
All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, we've got Mark Ainsley from Velodrome. He's going to tell us about where the season is and maybe a whole lot more news right here on Racer Radio, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Care out there on Woodside Avenue in lovely Lakeside. CertifiedCarCare.net. CertifiedCarCare.net. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ for a half price or a definite discount on a dyno pull. And everybody that builds cars needs a dyno pull.
No more cookies during radio because that's how I goofed my cue.
Yes, you did. Hey, we got Mark Ainsley on the line. He is with the Velodrome. And if you're not aware, this track has been around since about 1976. Just got refurbished 2017. And I'm telling you, folks, you'll see the best bicycle racing on the planet. All you got to do is go to velodrome.com. SDVelodrome.com, that is, SDVelodrome.com, find out all the information. How you doing, bud?
Great. How are you, Dave?
Just rocking and rolling, having fun on radio. What are you guys doing?
I've been listening to your show. It's really fun so far.
So far, so good. You know, I ran into about 4 people in the last week and a half, and they're talking about a swap meet that's going to be at the Velodrome that is probably the biggest thing on the planet.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's October 29th. We have a Velo Swap, and it's when a lot of people show up and clean out their garages and bring their stuff like an old-time swap meet slash garage sale. But also there's a bunch of vendors that come from all over the state, from Mexico, and basically they're clearing their shelves to stock up for the Christmas rush. But all the stuff that you've been wanting all summer long just is going to go on sale, and they're going to bring it out to the VeloSwap.
Wow.
Some really good buys.
Now, I understand you better get there a little early because the line gets pretty long.
Yeah, we've had up to 1,000 people in line. The doors open at 9 o'clock, and there's, you know, pro teams that show up with entire, their whole race squad is selling, you know, this year's bikes so they can get next year's bikes at just, you know, giveaway prices. So you can get, you know, the top-notch machinery, and it's all been maintained by, you know, the factory
mechanic.
So it's, yeah, it gives you some really good deals.
Whoa, I can see. Now I can see. Now, what does the Velodrome charge for people to come to the show?
It's $5 for the pedestrians to walk in.
Yeah.
And get there early because the deals go quick. It's crazy.
And it's just the one day, right?
It is just the 29th, and we do it twice a year. So we'll have another one in the spring if you miss this one.
But, oh,
this is the big one where they really clean out the everything goes kind of thing. So yeah, so that's fun, and we have you know, Tuesday night racing going on Wednesday and Friday night racing.
Right.
That continues.
How long does that go for the season?
I think it's going right through November.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's a long season. We've got a lot of races. You can check our website for the exact dates. San Diego arrestivelodrome.com.
Okay.
And you can get all the information. Admission is free. Come on down and enjoy yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we got beer stalls, lunch trucks there on Tuesday nights with amazing cuisine. Whether you're into red meat or vegan, either way, they've got really good good food.
Yeah, really fun, and we've got a really great announcer. Really doing a great job.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Is he doing good?
I mean, as you can tell, I do get into it. I'm still working on the names, but man, I can't help it.
Well, at least now he knows what a Madison is, he's learning who the drivers are and all
but,
that.
But it's, I tell you, folks, the I drivers, can't tell you enough. It is the most exciting racing you will ever see. I mean, when you see these guys and girls coming out of turn four after running 40, 60 laps, and they are doing 38, 39 miles an hour, it is insane. I'm telling you, it's the best thing I've ever hooked up to in a long, 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 long time. But we do need help. We're always looking for sponsors. We're always looking for support if somebody wants to come out and work with the group. I mean, right now it's totally free to park. It's totally free to sit in the stands. I mean, and you guys have got classes that run that if somebody wants to get into this bicycle racing, I mean, you've got bikes, helmets, you got everything available. And so it's a win-win all the way around.
And we have probably the best juniors program in the country. So if you want to get your child into cycling in a safe way, away from the cars and you know, stoplights and get them onto a safe environment that's supervised and coached.
Right.
Teach them actually how to ride correctly and very fast. We have juniors programs that are free. The Velodrome Association pays for the coaches to be there. We have bikes that are there. You don't need to have a bicycle. You can just show up. We have helmets for you. If you have your own helmet, bring your helmet and your shoes. And you can sign up. There are 6-week classes, and we have a beginner class and an advanced class on Thursday, beginners on Monday. It's the greatest thing. And the parents usually stay and watch, and that's kind of fun. You see your child progress.
Sure.
And so, it's been a really good program. And then we have juniors racing coming up. There's a whole series. There was a track up in L.A. and one down in San Diego that were just organizing a race series. Just for juniors. So it's pretty fun. It's a great sport.
Absolutely. Fun. Isn't there a class just now starting up? Another training class?
Yeah, October 4th is another beginning introductory class.
Right.
That's with Sean on Wednesday night. So I think there's still a few spots available there for that one.
Yeah. And tell him a little. Yeah. Tell him a little bit about Sean. What is this man's expertise? Does he know anything about bicycles?
Well, Sean Burke.
Sean Burke.
We got to get him on with you. He's actually right now leading it. Besides all his coaching clay, his latest thing now is he's doing this Red Bull series where they go all over the world. I think they're in Madrid. They were in Italy. There's some in L.A. and in the U.S. too, where they basically ride fixed gear bikes in a Criterium around downtown in different downtown streets.
Wow.
So it's a fixed gear bike. You can't stop pedaling, and there are no brakes.
Wow.
So they're going through these turns leaned over, and they can't stop pedaling. They got to pedal through the turn. So it gets a little sketchy. You guys hit pedal mid-turn and go flying. But he's got his team is leading the world right now.
Wow.
Got the women's team and the men's team, and then the women's individuals. So he's got a really good team, and that's the latest, greatest thing, and Red Bull sponsoring. It's really
wow.
Scary.
Now we got to see if Red Bull throw a couple of cans at us, huh?
There you go.
Wouldn't hurt. We'll go chase them. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark,
yeah.
Thank you very, very much. I know Sundays are probably your only day off, or are you down at the track?
No, I'm here at home with my boys, and we can do a little workouts and
perfect.
Try to stay fit, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want those kids. Hey, you don't want those kids beating you yet. Come on, you still got them.
No, sorry, pal. Those days are gone.
I was trying to be helpful, brother. I was trying to be helpful. I know. All right. It's hey, good, but though. One thing they can out eat you too. So that's the other downside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sure can.
No, I know. They're expensive.
It's yeah.
All right. All right, Mark.
We're all having fun. But,
absolutely. Hey, thank you very much, folks. Come down to the races on Tuesday night. Beer Sol's food truck's going to be there. Mark will be there most likely, and the whole gang. Yeah. And it'll be fun, fun, fun. SDVelodrome.com. SDVelodrome.com. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, pal.
All right. I tell you, it is awesome. I mean, if you haven't done it, it is absolutely awesome. So.
All right.
What was your last?
All right. So just to wrap up, we've had 3 hours of radio. We covered a lot of ground. One of the things that we didn't cover was that my full review of the Mazda CX-5 crossover is on my website. That is https://carcentric.wordpress.com, which just launched this week. And I have a page for Racer Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I have a page for reviews, and under construction is my calendar. So, right.
And you're going to start doing more car reviews because you just got that. Now you're going to do the Buick Cascada.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we were going along and you're snagging cars, and that's where
That's where I can post my full reviews. I'll talk about it.
Are you
going
to be able to put the radio shows up there?
I hope so. I'm working with somebody to try to translate what we do into a podcast format.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm working on that, and I'm hoping to be able to do that. But in the meantime, you know, I can post your car reviews up there too, if you want to write them down. And I've got photos. And then I did a review also of Patrick Wilmut's girlfriend is Ashton Harrison. She's also a race car driver with the MX5 Cup Series. And I did a full profile of her on my racer page.
Perfect.
That's there too.
And if you have any ideas, questions, or maybe story ideas, or maybe you have something that you'd like Michelle to test.
Yeah, let me know. And we, of course, in the meantime, you can always like us or message us on the You Oughta Know page on Facebook and the Racer Radio page on Facebook.
Absolutely. So it's all right.
Get in touch
there.
With us and tell us what you want, and we'll try to do it.
And if you have a young driver that you know of that we haven't talked about or we don't know anything about.
Right.
We're more than happy to help them out with radio, television, right. Whatever it takes to help them move forward in this crazy world of motorsports.
We try. We would love to have people on who need the support.
Absolutely.
Get their program off the ground, get everything going for them.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Hope you've enjoyed Green Machine, You Oughta Know, and Racer Radio. But don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is coming up next. seen Mr. Paul.
I didn't see Hollywood.
I didn't see Hollywood either.
I don't know. And I saw some guy I didn't know. So surprise, surprise.
So we got a new guest. You'll have to stay tuned to the only gun show in San Diego, Gun Sports Radio. We'll
Until
be back.
Then, keep smiling, and we'll see you not down the road.
Howdy, folks. Howdy.
And we're out.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.